This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin and exchanged perspectives on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. He also reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. In his opening remarks at the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building a just world and a sustainable planet. He noted that the strategic partnership between India and Brazil, which was established in 2006, has diversified over the years. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that bilateral relations with Brazil now span a wide range of domains, including defense, space, security, including cybersecurity, trade, and investment. He also mentioned that New Delhi is pleased to see a growing appreciation of the Indian culture, performing arts, and philosophy in Brazil. Dr. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission. The first meeting of the National Task Force, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security, and working conditions of medical professionals, was held today. The meeting was chaired by Cabinet Secretary, in which all members including Home Secretary and Health Secretary were present. The meeting discussed in detail on various issues and the members put forth their suggestions. The Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF for seeking suggestions from individuals and different stakeholders across the country. Suggestions of major stakeholders and those received on the portal will be collated by Union Health Ministry for further consideration of the members of the National Task Force. The meeting will also be held tomorrow through video conferencing to discuss short-term measures regarding security of medical professionals with state chief secretaries and DGPs. It will be co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and the Union Health Secretary. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters are pouring in from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as student groups hold the Navanna Abhiyan rally. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the arrest of those involved in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of September. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of August. Voting for the next two phases will be held on the September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on 4th of October. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. In a major development in the Malayalam film industry, actor Mohanlal resigned as the president of the Association of Malayalam Movie Artists, AMMA, today. This decision comes in the aftermath of the Justice K. Hema Committee report, which detailed rampant harassment and abuse faced by the women professionals in the industry. The report described severe discrimination and challenges that women in the Malayalam film industry endure, triggering widespread outrage and calls for accountability. In the wake of the report, Mohanlal and the entire 16-member executive committee of AMMA collectively stepped down. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat for the third consecutive day, severely affecting the normal life. 75 dams in the state are overflowing, while more than 45 have been put on high alert. In Bihar, several villages in Bhagalpur, Katihar, Kamaria, Patna and Munger districts are affected by flooding. And that is the end of this news bulletin.